I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages roll.
Fear not to enter His presence in poverty. Bearing no gifts to present as your own. Truth in its beauty and love in its purity. These are the offerings to lay at His throne. Worship
friend, and welcome to this special Christmas edition of The Voice of Hope. I hope you'll be able to enter into worship with me as I read from selected portions of Scripture, and as we together hear wonderful music that celebrates the Savior's birth and glorifies our Heavenly Father. So without any further introduction, let's get started. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place when Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Softly draw near the stable, quietly enter. Wake not the sleeping baby, come and before him bend. See in the lowly manger Jesus the Lord of all. Midst humble sheep and oxen resting Joseph, his earthly guardian, faithful and strong and true, comforts his weary family, watching till morning new.
Red God. his praises, Lord, and honor bring. Give thy heart's allegiance to this tiny King. Softly draw near the stair.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, and the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own did not receive Him. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in His name.
Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather, nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge there was given. God His own doth tend and nourish, in His holy course they flourish. From all evil things He spares them, in His mighty arms He bears them.
Praise the Lord in joyful numbers, your protector never slumbers. At the will of your defender, every foeman must surrender.
Though He giveth or He taketh, God His children ne'er forsaketh. Is a loving purpose only to preserve them pure and holy.
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is He who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen His star in the east, and have come to worship Him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'"
Shepherd saw the star in the eastern sky.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Follow to the place that was prophesied.
Hallelujah. Born, born in Bethlehem. Born, born in Bethlehem, born, born in Bethlehem, on that morning long ago.
See the holy baby sleeping in the manger.
Born, born in Bethlehem,
come down to us, a friend and not a stranger.
Born, born in Bethlehem,
Come a running people to his side. Softly your footsteps make. Men and women, children, far and wide, dare not the baby wake. Born, born in Bethlehem.
Sing it.
Born, born in Bethlehem. Born, born in Bethlehem. On that morning long ago,
hear the angels in the sky. Sounds of glorious tidings from on high.
Hallelujah.
Join in singing, nations all.
Hallelujah.
Voices blending in the heavenly call.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, on earth. Born, born in Bethlehem.
Sing it.
Born, born in Bethlehem. Born, born in Bethlehem. On that morning long ago, long, long ago.
Born now in Bethlehem. Born now in Bethlehem.
Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go, and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
In the bleak mist, frosty winds made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. Christ.
If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I have I give him.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Jesus Christ,
In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?" But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we bow in your awesome presence as we marvel at your plan of salvation. As we reflect on how Jesus was willing to leave his exalted position at your side and come to this earth, we confess that our intellect alone cannot provide a satisfactory explanation for this. But our faith in you and the power of your Holy Spirit living in us provides the understanding we seek. Gracious Father, only you could have thought of and provided such a wonderful plan for our salvation, and we are eternally grateful for the Incarnation. Because of Jesus, we have not only seen you, but we experience your presence today and every day. We worship you, for you alone are worthy, and we praise you in the precious name of your Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen. My friend, I hope you have a most blessed Christmas. I pray your appreciation for this greatest gift ever given will grow deeper and stronger. Now, if today's program has blessed you, please let us know. We appreciate your feedback. And if you can include the call letters of this station in your email or letter or phone call, we'd really appreciate that too. There are several ways you can contact us. Our email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. Or you may send your comments by mail to The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, and listen to this program whenever it fits your schedule. You can also find Heralds of Hope on Facebook, where you can see a daily prayer request, read the latest news items, see photos, and more. Once again, you may contact us by email at hope@heraldsofhope.org. By mail, The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or call us toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. And please let us know the call letters of the station you're listening to. Now, if you'd like to help support this ministry financially, that would be especially appreciated at this time of year. You can mail your gift to the address I gave you, or you can donate by credit card by calling our toll-free number, or by visiting our website, heraldsofhope.org. Truly, it is God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, that will enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Now, friend, I invite you to tune in next week for the Voice of Hope. And until we meet again,
oh, hearken ye who would believe the gracious tidings now receive. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. The mighty Lord of heaven and earth today is come to human birth. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Oh, hearken ye who long for peace, your troubled searching now may cease. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. For at his cradle you shall find God's healing grace for all mankind. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Oh, hearken ye who long for love and turn your hearts to God above. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. The angel song the wonder tells, now love incarnate with us dwells. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo.